Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the number of uninsured vehicles seized in 2024 was up 67% from the previous year. That's according to a report from the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland. Just over 18,000 vehicles were seized by Gardaí following the introduction of the Motor Insurance Database. Their first annual report has just been published by the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland, and their CEO, David Fitzgerald, joins us now. David, you're very welcome. So 18,000 vehicles seized following the introduction of this database. Can you remind us how the new database works?
Absolutely. So almost 3.5 million vehicles and over 5.6 million driver details are provided to the new Irish Motor Insurance Database by our motor insurer members, and they keep this updated on a nightly basis. We pass this data to the Gardaí every day, and they've described it as a game changer. They use it both with their handheld mobility device that's been rolled out to all frontline Gardaí and cameras in road policing vehicles. And the Gardaí can point a mobility device at a vehicle, and in a matter of seconds, it can read the number plate and establish the insurance position of the vehicle. So it means that the Gardaí can focus their efforts on stopping only those vehicles that they suspect are uninsured rather than randomly inspecting vehicles. So it's a modern digital approach, and, you know, credit to the insurers for supporting it and the Gardaí for being so innovative to roll this out.
So this is instead of those random checkpoints where you might have had to stop your car and the Gardaí would look at your insurance certificate in the front window.
Exactly, right. they can focus it in a much more focused way. It's a very powerful tool for the Gardaí. It's been used successfully in other jurisdictions, and as you quote in those numbers, it's an amazing 67% rise on the previous year. So it's making a real difference already.
So 18,000 vehicles seized, but apparently there are a far greater number of uninsured drivers on the roads.
Yes, unfortunately, in 2022, we found that there was 188,000 private motor vehicles were uninsured. So that's 1 in 12 private vehicles. It's four times the EU average and three times that of the UK. And as we're funded by a levy on motor insurance policies, and we paid out 70 million euros last year to compensate the victims of accidents caused by uninsured drivers, you know, this is adding an estimated 30 to 35 euros to the cost of every honest motorist policy. So it's great to have this technology out there, and it's great to see the Gardaí using it so effectively, because, you know, that should start to tackle the problem.
And would that mean then that if Gardaí start to tackle the problem, that the cost of motor insurance would come down because there'd be less uninsured drivers on the road?
Well, it certainly should help. I mean, calculating premiums are obviously a complicated matter that we don't have a role in here, as our role is to look after the victims. But what we can focus on is on the 30 to 35 euros in every policy. So if we can reduce the level of uninsured driving, that part of the premium, it should certainly help. I think it's a good news story for the honest motorist.
Why are there so many more uninsured drivers in Ireland compared to the UK and the EU?
So, some of those EU countries have had, and the UK have had, similar systems, which has helped. It's slightly different in Ireland in that you have to catch a driver driving uninsured when a lot of EU and in the UK, it's an offence to actually own a vehicle without having insurance. So that enables some enforcement to happen, not on the roads, but by identifying those vehicles that are uninsured.
Okay, so you could have your van parked outside the house, no insurance on it, and say, look, I'm not driving the van, haven't driven it for a year.
Exactly. Whereas, they have to actually be caught in the act here, typically. So that's something we would like to see change over time. That actually is something where we've been calling on the government to take a look at. But I suppose today we're focusing on the good news story, in and around the motor insurance database and the difference that it's making.
So if anyone, just to be clear then, gets behind the wheel without insurance, they're not only breaking the law, but the financial cost of any accident, does that stay with them, or how does it work?
It does. So firstly, it's a criminal offence. So uninsured drivers will have their car seized at the side of the road. It's 5 penalty points, a mandatory court appearance, and a fine of up to 5,000 euros and or in 6 months in prison. And then if they're involved in an accident, and we've compensated their accident victims, we've the right to and do pursue the uninsured driver of the course of the claims they cause on our holding to account strategy.
So, And does that work? So, do you get the money off the majority of drivers?
No, I mean, it is challenging, but, you know, it has allowed us to recover almost 2 million euros from uninsured drivers who are responsible for causing road accidents over the last 4 years. And we have, we have many instalment orders that are active over that period. And indeed, you know, judgment mortgages over properties, you know, so when those properties are sold, we can go after that money. And it hangs over people. So that judgment will stay there for 12 years. So if you're trying to get a mortgage, a car loan, if you don't engage with us, that's going to be a real barrier to your credit rating and your ability to do that. So there are serious consequences if you're involved in an accident. You know, there's a reason why it's the one compulsory insurance class, because it needs to be there to protect the innocent victims, you know, of road accidents.
Finally then, we're going to see these driver numbers added to the database soon. Can you explain to us in what way they'll make it more difficult for people who might be acting illegally on the roads?
So yeah, that's the final piece of the puzzle for the Gardaí. From the 31st of March, the final phase of IMID will go live, which will begin to provide driver numbers. It'll be an offence on that date for any insurance provider to issue a motor insurance policy where the driver number is not being supplied. This means anyone who does not provide the driver numbers for all named drivers on their policy would not legally be able to receive motor insurance. And that'll further enhance road safety by building on the work to clamp down on insured driving. It'll add to the information available to the Gardaí, you know, so they'll be able to use that unique driver number. It stays with you your whole driving career, and they'll be able to see the full list of any offences for individuals stopped. And they'll know the complete picture of the driver they're dealing with and which driver they are. You imagine a scenario where there's a couple of John Smiths living in the same household. One of them could be disqualified, for example. So the Gardaí will know exactly which driver they're dealing with by using the driver number, all with a view to enhancing road safety.
Very interesting to speak to you, and thank you for joining us on the programme this evening. That is CEO of the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland, David Fitzgerald.